Yes, I love a dry mouth. Welcome to the Haverhill and District Youth for Christ Celebration Roadshow. It's really good to have you here. And we're going to have a really fantastic time. And then we are going to go and eat cake. I want to say a really special welcome to Sophia. She's at the back. That panicked me. She's come down from, come on in, British Youth for Christ. Especially for us today. Okay, she is the Youth for Christ Local Ministries Development Manager. Did I get that right? Good, because that's what it says at the end of your email. And she looks after Youth for Christ centres like us. And she's come today specifically to help us reveal the new Youth for Christ branding. But there'll be more of that later on, okay? So this year we have a roadshow format. And that's because a load of us from Illuminate Youth Group went to Fort Rocky, a youth weekend, and it was brilliant. And they used a roadshow format for their talks and the things that were going on, and we loved it so much. That's what we're doing today. Okay, so we're going to hear about Fort Rocky in a few minutes, but first our band is going to lead us in a song. We're going to sing Water You Turned Into Wine. I know there's a couple of children around. There's some activities here. If you get really bored with me talking a lot and what's going on, you can come and do that. But we've got some games as well that you can join in with in a bit.
Sorry.
Okay, next we are going to hear about Fort Rocky. So anybody who came to Fort Rocky, come and stand with me. Okay, so up on the... Hello, I didn't go alone. Come on. come on. Guys, you are kind of like... You are kind of helping me present all of this, so you've got to get used to standing up at the front. Come on. I'm going to ask you about Fort Rocky. Okay, on the screen, whenever you're ready, Kathy, there's some pictures of what we did at Fort Rocky. Okay, so you can look at those. And then if you look at those, you don't have to look at these guys, I guess. Okay, so 10 of us went. Okay, Fort Rocky is a weekend away run by Cambridge Youth for Christ and four youth groups. And we went along and we had a really amazing time, didn't we? Yes, Sarah, we did. Okay, so if you're not coming to me, I'm coming to you. What happened at Fort Rocky? One thing.
Games.
Roadshow.
Slot bucket challenge.
We learned about Jesus.
Yay, we learned about Jesus. Excellent. Okay, what were your favourite bits?
Games.
Go-karting.
Go-karting.
We made cookies.
You made delicious cookies. Okay, so we did loads and loads and loads of different things. There were lots of youth groups there, and it was really fantastic. Did you learn anything about God while we were there? I'm not even putting a microphone in front of you. Like, yes or no? No, maybe. Well, we did hear about God as part of it as well. Okay, you're just busy looking at the pictures. Okay, would you go back again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. And there were other people there with us who couldn't come today, who really enjoyed it as well. So next year we want to go again, definitely, and we want to bring more people along. Okay. So, am I on? So... At Fort Rocky, there were lots of games, and we thought we would play a couple of them today. Okay, so Tegan is going to come and explain what the first game is.
You have to try and eat a strawberry lace without using your hands.
Okay, eating strawberry laces without your hands. So what do we need?
Strawberry laces.
Yeah. What else?
Us.
People! So we need a few people who would like to volunteer. Okay, if you want to come up. Yeah. Right, so I want you to stand along the front here, okay? You've done it before, so you've been practicing, have you? Anybody else want to come and have a go? Yeah, come on, Jane. Sonia, excellent. Okay, so take the end of, find one, pull it out. These are two strawberry laces tied together. Hello? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, see if you can just pull one.
That's it, pull it out.
That's it. Yeah, we've got that one. Don't break it.
Oh, so they're meant to be tied together.
Yep, they're tied together to make it extra long. Okay. Yep, so what you need to do is put one end in your mouth. When I say go, you start eating without using your hands. If it falls from your mouth, you can catch it with your hands and put it back in, but that's it. Whoever eats their strawberry lace first is the winner. Do you want to just line up a bit more so everybody can watch this? Okay. Oh. On your marks. Get set. Go. That's it. Try not to use your hands. Oh, we're going to be here for a long time. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Now, at Fort Rocky, they had, I think, three laces tied together. It took quite a while, didn't it? Keep going. Oh, who's got... Oh, Jane, you're doing well. Have you been practicing? No. Oh, my goodness. Right. Okay, we have a winner! Very good. Right, you guys, there's your prize. Well, you know, give them to somebody else. Yeah. Okay, you can go and sit down with your strawberry laces. Okay, Eloise is going to come up now, and she's going to interview me about what has been happening in the last year with Youth for Christ. Do you want me to hand out?
What groups do you run in school?
Okay, the groups that I run in schools are, I run two random acts of kindness groups, one at Samuel Ward and one at Castle Manor. They're both after-school enrichment groups, and we kind of learn about what random acts of kindness are, and then we plan them in the session, and then the students go home and hopefully carry out their random acts of kindness during the week. And it's good fun, isn't it? We usually have a good time. I always bring sweets or biscuits or something, so that makes it all right. And we don't specifically talk about God in that group, but by getting the young people to actively be kind to others, I think we are putting into practice one of the fruits of the Spirit. And then the other thing that I do at Castle Manor and Stour Valley Community School in Clare is something quite new called SPACE. That is a kind of fairly informal lunchtime thing. I don't even know what to call it. So I go along with somebody else. I've got a few people who come and help me, and I take a big board with a question on it. And we wander around the dining halls or outside on the playing field with the question and a load of star stickers. And the students can vote what their answer is, or maybe write their answer on the board if that's the kind of question that we have. So we've just done recently, would you rather be given £3,000 right now or £50 for the rest of your life every month? Okay, that was a good one. And do you know what? What do you reckon they would answer? It was £50 a month for the rest of your life. By far, by far. So I try and ask questions that kind of fit into the social, moral, spiritual, or cultural category, because every school needs to bring those different things into their school day, into all of their lessons and what they do. So I get doing that. But actually what's happening is I'm getting to meet young people, they're going to know me, we're starting to build relationships, which is working incredibly well. And then when I set up some new things in the future, there will be that kind of relationship, I guess, already there, ready to go. So when I invite young people to a new thing, they'll know who I am and kind of what it's about. And I go, yeah, I'll come to that, hopefully quite easily. I'm really excited about that, and I always love doing it.
Why do you do these groups?
Why? Well, I suppose I do it because it's a way... Well, I've got to work with young people, haven't I? Because I'm a youth worker, and young people are in schools, so I go into schools. But really, it's about... ultimately, it's about sharing God's love, isn't it? So sometimes we just demonstrate that in the way that we act and what we do. Other times, not so much in schools at the moment, I don't talk about God because I'm not in lessons where I can specifically do that. But it's about building up those relationships, getting to know people, building trust, and then that is like the foundation, I suppose, for everything else that happens or I want to see happen.
What else do you do outside of school?
Well, outside of school, I run Illuminate Youth Group. So that's you guys, yay! That's like a Christian Sunday evening group that's here. We play games. We have tuck shop, which is always their favourite thing to do. But we also spend time learning about Jesus. We look at the Bible. We pray in lots of different creative ways. And kind of find out about how our faith relates to our lives, our real lives that we are living every day.
Can you tell us about the Shine course?
The Shine course, yes. So lots of you came to the Shine course. That was back in December. We had just a one-day kind of cram it all in Shine Girls course. That is about helping girls understand their strengths and their worth and their purpose, about building self-esteem and self-confidence. And it's actually about a 10-week course, but I wanted to pilot it and see what it's like. So we crammed it all into one day. Really, it should be a lot longer, but we had a really good time. Did lots of activities, had lots of discussions, and I think it would be really great to run it again. And it's something that could definitely be run in a school. And perhaps there's an after-school enrichment group. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yay, that's it. Thank you, Eloise. Okay, you can go. Yeah, thank you. So all of this is possible because of the support that you give. Okay, because of the money that you give, because of the prayers that you say for me and my volunteers, for the schools and the young people, all of this happens. So I really genuinely want to say thank you so much. You're actually a big part of God's mission to the young people in this area, so please keep going, please keep supporting in whatever way that you go. The young people that I see every week in the schools and at Illuminate would like to say thank you to you, so have a look at the screen. So I really wanted not just for me to stand here and say thank you very much, which is good, but I really wanted you to get a flavour of that there are real young people that I really do go out and see. I don't just sit in my desk all the time. I'm out there meeting with them, doing the stuff, and it's amazing and it's brilliant. And I was able to take round my boards to space and pieces of paper to the other groups and just say, look, I do this because I work for a charity, and there are people who give money to support me so that I can come and do this with you. So would you mind just, you know, writing thank you on the board? So that's what those are. Okay, it is time for another game now. Okay, so you probably all, guys, you need to come up. Okay, now I need 2 volunteers. Okay, all you need to do is stand still, but it's not, of course it's not, you know, not just standing still. All you need to do is stand still, but be wrapped up in parcel tape. Yeah, yeah, come on then, Joni. You want to? Okay, Katie. Right, the rest of you, you can come and help. Okay, grab some tape. Okay, start wrapping. Okay. That's it.
So we need...
Yeah. Sticky tape will be on the outside. Okay. I'll hold it. You go around. You hold it, Moses. Make sure they can breathe. Okay. Cover as much as you can. Okay, cover as, well, you know, cover as much as you can. Avoiding hair. That's it. Keep going. Can we... Right. Keep going, keep going. Quick, quick, quick. Look at that. Yep, that's good. Cool. Okay. Okay, you guys. Yeah. Well. Right. Okay, buckets down there. Okay. So what we need is the 2 of you kind of standing here. This is going to get interesting. And as many people as would like, come down to the buckets with ping pong balls in, because you are now going to throw ping pong balls at Katie and Joni and try and get them to stick onto. I'm going to move. Okay, and. At the end, whenever I determine that is, whoever has the most ping pong balls stuck to them is the winner. Okay? So you guys need to try and catch them on your tape. Go! Right. You also need to... Ooh! Yeah, good. We've been practicing this. So, yeah, you've got quite a few. Okay, keep going. There's still loads of balls down here on the floor. Okay. Your skill. Okay, let's do a 10-second countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, not too hard, 3, 2, 1, stop! Stop. Okay. Oh, now, how do we think this is looking? That's great. This, I would like to say, this is the best I've seen it done. So, if you want to, you're counting. Yes, we're counting. No, don't count. Oh, you're counting. Okay, that's fine. Okay, keep going. Thank you. many?
How many was it?
I don't know.
We counted.
33. 33? Awesome. Okay, if you guys can help, we'll unstick you. Well done. 33, give them a round of applause. That is so good. Yeah. So, we're going to do... Here you go.
Oh, it stuck to my arm.
I'm a bit wary about, you know, scissors, but that close, but there we go. Okay, any ping pong balls need to go back in the bucket? Right, bring them back in, thank you. Thank you, Moses. Did that hurt? Okay, any more? Cut it very carefully or ask your mum to help you. Thank you. Okay, any stray ones we can get later? Brill, brill, brill. There's a few more. Okay, while they're doing that. Okay, still to come, we have the future. Okay, that will be me talking about the plans that I have for the next few years, and how you can get involved as well. Okay, there will be two more songs from the band. Okay. And then after that, there will be cake. Yay! There's a lot. But first, I'm really excited to welcome Sia up. Did I miss something? What? Oh no, let's do it. Sorry,
I'll skip.
I'll
just sit here.
You sit there.
I'll just join the back.
Sorry, I've got my cards muddled up. Okay, we are going. Are you ready, girls? Okay, Heather and Deborah are going to come up now. Okay. You're going up there. Are you staying here? You want me to go up there? Okay. So, at Fort Rocky, we had something called Carpool Testimony. I feel weird up here. And on their stage, they had half or the front of a real mini car. Okay, and they did interviews. They sat behind it, had a picture behind them like this, pretended they were going on a journey, and that was how they did had some testimony slots. So we thought we would try and recreate that. So Illuminate and Paula have created our car, which I think is awesome and really impressive for a couple of, well, not even 2 hours work on Sunday night. Okay. And I'm a bit nervous about this, to be honest. Deborah and Heather are now going to interview me. And I'm getting really nervous because my cards are out of order and I have answers on them. Okay, right, I'm going to have to remember my answers. Okay. Go for it.
Why did you become involved with youth work?
Why did I become involved with youth work? Well, a long, 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 long time ago, I worked for Bath Youth for Christ when I was young, and I did that for about six years, and that's part of my background. And then I went and became an occupational therapist and did that for a bit. But I really felt that God was calling me back into specific Christian ministry. And I didn't really know what that would be. But there happened to be a job going here. And I thought, yeah, I don't know if youth work is really right. But what I'll do is I will find out about the job and hear about it. And then I'll know that that's not where I'm meant to be going. And I went and spoke to Andrew and heard about it and thought, wow, that sounds amazing. It's everything that I love. And then I spoke to Paul as well. He's the chairman of our trustees, and heard all about it and thought, yeah, that sounds really amazing. It's important work, and it would use my skills, and I feel like this is the right thing to do. So here I am.
What's your favourite thing about Illuminate?
My favourite thing, there's lots of really good things about Illuminate. I think my favourite thing is probably when we're just like learning about God and talking and discussing, and we have discussions about maybe a Bible story or something, or recently we've all written down loads of questions about God and faith, and we've just sat around together trying to answer them, come up with some answers. So I guess that's what I love most.
What's been your best experience during Illuminate?
I don't have one best experience. One of the best was when I got Illuminate up and running again when I started, because there'd been a gap. And on the first night, you all came along. That was really incredible, because I didn't know if anybody would come, and there were loads of you, so that was great. And another highlight was the fireworks party that we had in my back garden. Were you there, Heather?
No.
Did you? No. Okay, we'll do it again. So we had loads of us crammed into my back garden. We got a load of fireworks, and it was just loads of fun just to be together.
Why do you believe in Jesus?
Why? Well, I think because to me it makes sense, really. So I think that, I experienced that God is with me in lots of different ways. I believe that he guides me and he helps me. So to me it's just the most obvious thing, really, because it's real.
What's your favourite chocolate?
My favourite chocolate? Cadbury's. Any kind of Cadbury's, like Dairy Milk. Yep.
Why are you doing Illuminate?
Why do I do Illuminate? I think I do Illuminate because I think young people are really important. And when I was growing up in church, I went to a youth group, a bit like Illuminate, and it really set me up for my future as a Christian. So I had really good friends there, and we learned about God. And I can still remember some of the things that we did, not everything, but it just set my faith really strongly. And I think it's really important for Christian young people to come together, and for others who are just exploring to find out, to come and be together, learn to support each other, and to feel empowered and encouraged that the Christian life is amazing.
How old were you when you became a Christian?
My mum took me to church when I was a little girl. I think it's so my dad could have like a Sunday morning off, probably. So we were out for a couple of hours on a Sunday morning. But even from that early age, as soon as I started hearing about it, I just believed and thought it was all true. But when I went to secondary school, there's a Christian union, and I went along to that. And when I was about 11 or 12 years old, I think, we had a guest speaker come in who talked about God and asked if anybody wanted to become a Christian. So that was the point where I specifically put my hand up and said, yes, I do. But I think before that even, I would have considered myself a Christian.
That's it.
I got through. Thank you. And now, I'm really excited to welcome Thea.
Still excited.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm
going
to go and sit down.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, you can stand by my side if you want to, Sarah. good afternoon, everyone. Sorry, I've got a very loud voice. I'm probably going to turn the microphone down. It's lovely to be here. I've been here before, actually, a while ago, when Hannah was still working for you. But my name is Thea Smith now, and this is my husband. Sorry, David, to embarrass you. So a bit of change in my life, good change to be Mrs. Smith. I have the privilege of working for British Youth for Christ, or National Youth for Christ, and supporting local centres, particularly in this region, in East Anglia, and in other parts of the country. And Sarah has allowed me the honour and privilege to come and take a couple of minutes to talk to you a little bit about where Youth for Christ are at as a national organisation and what that means for Haverhill. But first of all, I wanted to say well done to everyone who's taking part today, because it's a bit weird sometimes when we come to church and then these crazy youth workers say, come and do this and interview this and sing in the church, and you're all a bit like, but there'll be old people there watching me. So if you are like, you know, under 20, nearly, I'm a little bit older than that, and you're involved today, that's a lie, sorry, thank you so much, because do you know what? That is what excites me about Youth for Christ, is that Youth for Christ loves youth and loves Jesus. And it's so good when we give young people the opportunity to sing, the opportunity to dance, the opportunity to work, although they're not today, but on the technical team, to help with multimedia, to help preach, to volunteer, to bake cakes. Every person on this planet has so many gifts and so many skills, and it's so important that we give them the opportunity. And I'm a massive, massive champion of letting young people talk in church, preach in church, sing in church. And I think that is one of the things that Youth for Christ does really well. It says, here's an opportunity. Let's not wait till you're 30 or 40 or 50 or older to give you a microphone to interview someone or to sing or to do things that are serving church. So I just wanted to say that. So well done. Keep going. If you're a young person and you believe that God has given you the gift of, you know, preaching or teaching or sharing your faith, then go and badger your church leader and say, that's what I think God's told me to do. And if you don't know what gifts that God has given you, then say, God, what is it that I'm passionate about? If you're, you know, passionate about singing, about playing an instrument, then ask God how he wants you to use his gift. I mean, it applies to all of us, doesn't it? Even if we are a little bit over 20, like myself. But yeah, do that, because it's really, really important. So Youth for Christ, I'm sure most of you know lots about us, but just in case you don't, we have been very busy for many years. We've seen lots of projects, events, activities, centres in this country since we started in 1946. Currently, we have just over 70 centres all across the country, from the top of Scotland right down to kind of the bottom. We've even got a centre on the Isle of Wight. And we have lots and lots of different projects. Currently, we have a thing called SYNC, which is called SYNC Coach Evangelism. And that is an opportunity for young people to log on to YouTube and to be encouraged as to how they can share their faith in Jesus with their friends. And you go online, you sign up, and then every day you get a link that comes through on your phone, so you can watch a short YouTube video about how do I pray for my friends, how do I help my friends understand about Jesus. Because the internet, YouTube, that is where most young people spend their time. Most young people today don't spend their time in a church building. Most young people, even if they're in the church building, will still have their phone switched on. And so we want to make sure, how do we engage with young people? We have different mission teams. We have, at the moment, a street dance team, and we have a band called Stance that go all over the country using music and dance to help people think about God. Just last week, we have a giant cube. It's not actually a cube or a giant Rubik's cube, if you know what one of those are. It's a big space with lots of projectors, and we set it up, and on the four sides of this thing called the cube, we project images, and we use that to do like lessons. And last week and for the following weeks, we've had this big thing, that's the best way to describe it, up in Lichfield Cathedral. And we've seen over 2,000 young people, and we've walked people into the cube so they have this immersive experience where they think about forgiveness. We've been looking at the story of Zacchaeus. So they're just some of the things that nationally we've been doing. But over the years, Youth for Christ has changed. It's changed the way that it talks to people. It's changed the way the activities that we do, because things change all the time, don't they? Things change all the time. All the time. And Youth for Christ used to have a kind of a tagline, a logo that said that we are anchored to the rock, but that we are geared to the times, which is really a little bit cheesy now. But what that means is that
we want to really understand what it means to be a young person and how do we best communicate with young people. We want to keep the message of Jesus the same. The message stays the same, that God loves us, that God wants relationship with us, that we've messed up, that we need forgiveness, and that we need to be in relationship with him. So the message stays the same constantly. But the way we communicate that is always changing. About 2 years ago, Youth of Christ decided to do a bit of research. And we have made this bit of research, to help us understand our culture and how do we best communicate. And we asked loads of young people various questions about all sorts of stuff to help us understand how can we take the good news of Jesus relevantly. And the results are really interesting, and I've got a couple of these books if you want to have a look at them in, what do you call that place? The hall. Okay, that's not that complicated. In the hall later when we have cake. You can get it free online, or if you want to buy a copy, you can buy a copy. But the stuff that came out of that was really interesting about how many people believed in God, how many people thought that actually the things that influence my life are actually my parents who are a really big influence in my life. And the pressures that young people face. One of the biggest pressures that young people face today is school and is exams and is fitting in and it's being accepted and our appearance. And although young people said that we love social media, we love being online, as well as that being great, actually that's where we get a lot of stress and we get a lot of, you know, worry from some of the things that happen online. Young people want to really do a good job. They want to make a difference in the world. And so if you're interested in some of that stuff, those statistics, that research, then please do have a look at that or talk to me later. But actually, as we started to understand where young people are at today, we also challenged ourselves and said, well, who are we? Who are Youth for Christ? In the culture that we live today, should we call ourselves Youth for Christ? Or is that a bit controversial? Is that a bit too in your face? Is that a bit, whoa, that's a bit Youth for Christ? You like using Jesus' word. You're not just some nice fluffy youth work charity. And so we asked the people who work for Youth for Christ those questions. Who are we? What do we stand for? And you know what? Most of them came back and said, we absolutely love the name Youth for Christ. Because that is who we are, Youth for Christ. And so one of the things that we, as part of our kind of rebrand, is we said, we're not going to shy away from that. And so one of the things that in Youth for Christ's language is, we stop calling ourselves YFC. And often when I'm in East Anglia, I say, it's good, isn't it, because we're not young farmers. Nothing wrong with young farmers. Apparently they have really good parties. I grew up in a rural community in Suffolk myself. But actually, we're not YFC, we're not Young Farmers Club, we are Youth for Christ. And although we look very different, and your centre here in Haverhill looks very different to some of our centres in the north of England or in inner city London, at the heart of it, we are an evangelistic Youth for Christ organisation. We want young people to encounter God's love. We want young people to know what Jesus is all about, so they can make an informed decision. Are they going to follow Jesus or are they not going to follow Jesus? And so we wanted to refresh our brand, because actually our brand was, I'm going to say it was pretty naff. At the time in 2004, which feels like a really long time ago, 2004 we changed our brand. But actually, if you look at our old brand, the current brand, which I don't think we've got one, but if you look at Youth for Christ, it's got circles, you might remember, and it says YFC. And we thought, well, if we're going to start calling ourselves Youth for Christ, well, we can't have the old logo because it doesn't say Youth for Christ, it just says YFC. And so that was one of the things that we changed. We wanted to be proud to be called Youth for Christ. And I'm delighted to be part of your event today where you go live. It's not like if we were commissioning a ship, you smash a bottle of champagne, which is a real waste of champagne, if you ask me. And I don't know what else, and we don't have like one of those things where they have like curtains and you like go like that and it goes ta-da, and you. So I don't really know how we do it. We just go ta-da, it's happened. So today, Sarah wanted today to be the day where Youth for Christ here in Haverhill changed from the old logo to the new logo. And I'm going to take about 2 or 3 minutes after a short video that explains a bit about Youth for Christ and shows the new Youth for Christ logo. Thanks, guys.
We are about change. Not just any change, but generational transformation. Gen Z, the iGen, or the digital generation. A generation that's connected daily. Yet, a generation that views social media as the most negative influence on their lives. The planet is more populated than it has ever been. And yet, it is likely that this is the loneliest generation this planet has ever known. This is a generation that cares. They want to make their families proud. They want to achieve something that matters. They want to become a better person, to help others. But this is also a generation that has stopped believing. Only 32% of young people believe in God. The majority either don't know, don't care, or don't believe. For this generation to see change, it needs change. And we are about seeing young people's lives changed by Jesus. We are about taking good news relevantly to every young person. We don't believe we should stay in our buildings. We believe we are called to go. We believe we are called to rethink how things are done. We believe the time has come to change the landscape. We believe young people matter. We are Youth for Christ. We are about seeing young people's lives changed by Jesus. Will you help us see a generation changed?
That is the new Youth for Christ logo. And Sarah has had some banners made, haven't you? I don't know whether you want to do like your grand reveal now. Do you want to do that now? David, are you okay to get that one? So while they're doing that, I just want to explain to you a bit about, it's probably really, really obvious to everyone why we have that logo. So in the middle of that logo is a heart. And that is because we believe that God's heart is for young people. And that one of the most important things that we can do is help young people understand that actually, not only is God is real, but that actually God is genuinely interested in them. And that it's not a soft love that goes, there, everything's going to be all right. But that God can walk with you in the good days and the bad days. And it's important that young people know that God loves them and that God has a heart for young people. And then inside that heart, you can see the shape of a Y. And that is because we work with young people. And as I said before, we have replaced the YFC with Youth for Christ. And our mission stays the same. Our mission, if you don't know, is to take good news relevantly to every young person in Britain. And so for here, you locally, that is to take good news relevantly to every young person in Haverhill and the surrounding areas in the district. The way of doing that, our 4 D's of evangelism, that stays. We still want to demonstrate God's love in a practical way by doing fun things and by providing and meeting young people's needs. But also we want to declare the good news of Jesus. It's not just enough to say, here's a nice fun thing. The truth of the gospel is that it is to be proclaimed. That the story of Jesus, the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus is to be preached. And that then young people and every person on the planet has an opportunity to make a decision. And that's the third D in the Youth for Christ kind of process, if you like. And that then ultimately it's not just about putting your hand up at an event or praying or talking to someone and saying, yeah, I want to become a Christian. It's being part of local church. It's becoming a disciple. It's becoming a follower of Jesus. And if you were a follower, then you really buy into it. If you were going to be watching the England match. I haven't watched it. But, you know, real football fans, they have the shirt. Real football fans, they know the people in the team. Real football fans, they know what a formation is. I don't even know what that is. Real football fans know the name of the stadium. Real football fans pay money to go and stand in the wind and the rain if their team is in the bottom division, that I don't even know what it's called, or not even an inner division, and don't just go, yeah, I like them because they've got a red t-shirt, I don't know. But do you know what I mean? Real followers really invest. And that is the same. Being a disciple and a follower of Jesus, you really invest. And I want to encourage you today that we are believing that the best is yet to come. And that young people are so special and so precious. And that God wants them to be a real follower. He wants them really committed. Committed to church, but not just because that's somebody turning up on a Sunday morning. Because that's not what church and being a Christian is about, is it? Being a Christian is 24 hours, 7 days a week, every day. It's letting God make the decisions for where should I go to university? What job should I get? How should I spend my money? Who should I date? Who shouldn't I date? Everything that we think and do in life, God has an opinion about and wants us to think about it. So we haven't changed those things at all. We haven't changed our name, but we felt it was important to help people understand who we are. And so when someone says, well, what is Youth for Christ? Who is Youth for Christ? We have that new tagline that says, Youth for Christ is about seeing young people's lives changed by Jesus. And you'll see it behind me. So here, where it says Haverhill and District Youth for Christ, you're about seeing young people's lives changed by Jesus. And it's so exciting. It's a little bit scary, but it's also really exciting. So please, will you continue, or if you don't already, start giving money to Haverhill Youth for Christ, praying for Haverhill Youth for Christ, volunteering with Haverhill Youth for Christ. Pray, give, get involved. I know some of you are so generous with your prayers, but if you don't, would you consider it? And if you already do, will you think about what might give Haverhill a greater platform in your church? Could they come? Could Sarah or one of the trustees come and take 5 minutes in your church to talk about the work that they're doing? It's really, I can say this because I've got the microphone and Sarah hasn't. It's really hard work being a youth worker. It's really hard work being in ministry because it's just hard work and it takes a long time. And what Sarah is doing in those clubs in schools is really important because Sarah is building relationship with young people and that is really powerful. So a young person knows that Sarah is a safe person to go to and the volunteers that go in with Sarah so that they can talk to her about the things that are in their life. And young people need someone who they can trust and someone that they can talk to. And Haverhill is doing something in this area. If people stopped giving, if people stopped praying, if people stopped volunteering, and this Youth for Christ Centre closed, that would be awful. Because there's so much things that happen now, but there's so much more that could happen. And I just want to thank Sarah for her faithfulness. You know, Sarah isn't even full-time. She isn't full-time, although she probably is full-time by the amount of hours that she puts in. But she does it because she loves it, and she does it because she cares about the young people, and because that's what God has called her to do. And we hope and pray, from a national point of view, that there will be more and more things happening in Haverhill, more and more young people hearing about God, experiencing God. And so we are excited to be part of a family. We're excited that Haverhill is part of You for Christ. And I'm so excited to hear about the things that are going to happen. There's some great schools work happening. There's Illuminate. There's some great stuff going on. But Sarah, bless her, she has such a passion. Sometimes she speaks to me on the phone or I see her and she says, oh, I'm thinking I could do this. And I'm thinking I could do this. So really praying for some more workers that so she can do some of these things. Because some of these ideas are really exciting. So I would just like to ask Sarah to come and give her a round of applause because she's going to talk to you now. Sarah is excited to talk to you about the future. And one of the things that you often hear in Youth for Christ is that tagline, the best is yet to come. And that is something that we totally and utterly believe. Even the world we live in today, where it's not very cool to be a Christian. In fact, it can be almost the worst thing to do. You can believe in anything. But if you believe in Jesus, then you're a bit of a weirdo. Come on, the weirdos. Do you know what I mean? It's just a really difficult place to be. Because politics and society says, not sure about that. But it doesn't matter, does it? It's what God thinks about us that counts. And so let's keep believing for better things. And thank Sarah for all that you do. And now tell us what you've got planned for the future.
I'm going to take the microphone from Thea and put it down. Thank you, Thea. I really appreciate you coming and sharing that because you said it much better than I could. I hope you love the new logo and the ethos behind it as much as I do. When that was launched at our big Youth for Christ conference in January, it was a bit like that, but they really super hyped it up big time. And I was sat there with, 400 other people or something, thinking to myself very quietly, please let it be good, please let it be good, please let it be good. Because they put a lot of effort into that. And then when they showed the video and came up with the logo, I was like, thank goodness, thank you, God. That is amazing. And I really, really love it. I love the image. I love everything that it stands for. So the future, I have loads of things that I want to see happen. And I am still 100% committed to setting up a group, a follow-on group from Illuminate for the young people who have kind of grown out of it. So they're about age 15 and upwards. At the moment, I'm calling it the 15 plus group. Hopefully, they will come up with something far more dynamic and interesting than that. And my plan really is for those young people who want to come to it, for them to shape it. It will be their group, and there will be some of us who support them and facilitate what they need, but that we gather together, fortnightly, weekly, monthly, whatever they like, do the things they want to do. I know you're interested in doing some Bible study. I think food has definitely got to be involved, hasn't it? You know, I would love to see us cooking together. Lots of them are musicals. There might be some music going on. And I would love to see that up and running at least by October half term. Okay, so I've been talking about this for nearly 2 years and we haven't got any further. So I'm going to be really pushing that so that that is going because I want that age group to have a place to meet with their friends who are also Christians or to bring friends along too where, that, again, their faith can really be solidified and they can be supported so that as they go on in their education and then to jobs or university, that their faith is really solid and it lasts a whole lifetime with them. That is one of the things that I'm most passionate about in my work. If you think, yeah, maybe I could help out with that in some way, will you please come and talk to me? Even if you're not sure, and I can't tell you what night it will be on or how often it will be, but if you just think, I would really love to support that by being there alongside them in some way, please do come and talk to me. Okay, there's also a project called the Accompanying Project. This is something that Bath Youth for Christ are set up and they run really successfully. It's a mentoring program and it supports year six students. So that's students in their last year at primary school. Okay, students who will, for whatever reason, find it tricky, will find it difficult to move up to year seven. Okay, there might be things going on in their life that is just going to make that very stressful and difficult. and the accompanying project matches up an adult mentor who meets with them in school for a couple of terms in year six, gets to know them, does lots of fun activities, but starts talking about that move. And then when they go up to big school, to secondary school, which is so different to primary school, we go along with them and help them out and meet with them. So the plan is that you meet with that person that you are partnered with for every week, for about an hour every week in school, doing your activities, getting to know each other, working out how that transition is going to happen. When they go up to secondary school, you meet with them again for about a term or so, just touching base, seeing how it's going and providing the support that is needed. When I heard about that in January, I heard details about it, and I thought that is something that is really valuable. That is demonstrating God's love. Just by being and supporting, it's not like talking about God, it is just being Jesus to people and helping out. I would love to see that happening from this next term, next school year. If you would pray for a school to take that up, I'd be really grateful. Okay, there is a school I'm going to go to next week and offer it to them. If you wouldn't mind just praying that there is an open door there, I'd be really grateful. And if that is something that you think, I have time during school hours, and I would love to just spend an hour a week with a young person and get to know them and help them do that, then please come and speak to me. In January, we have a school's mission week, which I'm extremely excited about and also panicking because really I should have lots of things organised already, but of course I don't. But what is going to happen is the National Youth of Christ touring teams that Thea mentioned, The Sense, who are the band, and Stance, the dance group, and there were clips of them on that video, are going to come to Haverhill for a whole week. And that's two teams, and they are going to base themselves in Castle Manor. Woohoo! And they are going to, they can do assemblies, they will do lessons, they will teach dance and music, they will talk about Christianity and their faith as well, if they're invited to. They will do a lunchtime concert, and there will be an evening evangelistic concert as well for the students to come to and actually hear the gospel preached and have an opportunity to say, yes, I want to be a Christian, or yes, I want to find out more. And then we kind of scoop all of those young people up and look after them and help them discover who Jesus is and what that means in their life. I'm also really hoping that Stour Valley Community School in Clare will have the dance group Stance for a couple of days in that week as well. So please do pray. We've offered it to them. I think they're interested. We just need to finalise that. Really excited about that. That can have a huge impact in Haverhill. The way you can get involved with that is I can't remember how many. There's like 10 or 12. I don't know, they're like a year out gap team, so the team that are currently out there now are not the ones who will be coming in January because they'll have gone off to uni and there'll be new people coming in, so there's probably going to be about 12 or so of them. If anybody is able to host them, to look after them in your house while they're here, please come and talk to me. This is a great opportunity just to ask for a lot of stuff. Okay. I also want to see a group that is out of school hours, probably a cafe style. And that will be like a follow-on from Space, this lunchtime thing that we do, going and doing opinion polls, basically, with young people, which has been so incredibly successful. They love it. They see us and they come over. At Stour Valley, we get mobbed sometimes, don't we? And they come running over to see what the question is and to engage with it. And it is amazing. I'm really chuffed that that has taken off. And that is like the starting point for me, for everything that comes after. So I would love to be able to say to them, look, I've got this cafe running whenever it's going to be, after school on Thursday or whatever. You know, come down and we'll talk about this a bit more. Come and chill out and we can, you know, do some activities, have some games, probably have tuck shop, obviously. And that's like the next step. And then after that, for people, so it'll be starting to think about faith a bit more. For those who want to go deeper and find out even more, another group to funnel them into that'll be more in depth, and they choose to do it if they want to. But we talk more about God, look at the Bible, explore. That could involve a youth alpha course or something similar. And then that creates opportunities for young people to make decisions. We're declaring, and then they can make decisions. And following on from that, they can come into Illuminate or the 15 plus group. Or maybe we'll set something else up for the discipleship. So you've got the 4Ds in, Thea. You can go back and tell Neil, yes, she's on board. That is what I would love to see happening. That is my strategy for the next few years, and illuminating the 15 plus group kind of filter into it. And Jill has very expertly made that into a flowchart, which you will see up in the hall if you go and look. It is hot off the press. I only came up with that whole thing 2 weeks ago, so it's a work in progress, but I am really excited about it. I cannot do it on my own, obviously, and one person. What we need next is another worker, and we've known this for a while. And really what I want is somebody who is the opposite of me. Actually, what I want is whoever God appoints. I'll be gracious and say, okay, God, you send the right person. But it would be amazing if it was a bloke who was young and who can do blokey stuff, because I'm really rubbish at that. I'm good at crafts and girls stuff. But we need, I can't just reach half the young people. We need to do everybody. But, God, whoever you send is good and the best. But obviously for that we need to raise money for a whole nother salary. Okay, so we're looking at funding, using some grants to fund salary for 3 years, hopefully. Please pray that that happens. But also after, if we get grant money, that will run out. We need to sustain that over the long term. So please be praying that God provides all that we need. And if you can be in part of that, then please do. So the things that you can do, see, has touched on this already. You can pray for our work. That's vital. I can't do anything without people praying for the work, for myself, for the schools, for the young people, for Jesus to be in amongst it all, doing his thing. It's his thing, it's not mine. If you give financially to us already, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Because it is making a difference. If you've had a standing order for a long time, like I do, and you think, actually, now is a good time that I could review that and see if I could just, add a few more pounds onto that, please do. If you don't give to us financially, but you think maybe you could set up a standing order or maybe give a one-off donation, I'd be really grateful, because it will make an impact. Up in the hall in just a minute. We are nearly there. And there are slips of paper with our bank details on for you to take away and set up a standing order with your bank. Okay, you can do that online. You can go into your branch and set that up. There are sign-up sheets. If you're not on the mailing list yet to receive prayer letters, you can put your name on that. If you can pray, that would be great. And you don't receive those already, please do sign up. And the other thing, as I've already said, is volunteering. Okay, when I have people come in to space with me, it's really good. It's actually much better when there's two of us going in, because there are young people who come over and want to chat, because that relationship has been built. There's two girls in particular at Castle Manor who will come over and say hello, and they will, come and stand next to me as soon as I arrive, which I'm so blessed by. And that means I can have a quick chat with them while somebody else is holding the big board with the question on. We can talk to more young people. It's nice to not be alone doing things as well. But actually, to do all of these projects, I physically and literally can't do that on my own. I need volunteers. So there's the accompanying project, there's Illuminate Youth Group, there would be the accompanying project, hopefully the 15-plus group, schools work. There's more schools work that could happen potentially in the future as well. So if you think, yeah, maybe, then just come and talk to me. You're not committing yourself to anything, I promise. Okay, but it's a real encouragement to me. Even when people say, how's it going? That means the world to me, that people remember that I'm doing this. And if anybody can come and help, all the better. Okay. I guess the other thing is, if you think you've got the skills to be a trustee or be on our council of reference, we have spaces. So that's kind of supporting the work at the top end, making sure what should happen with us as a charity legally does happen, and that we're governed well, and that the work I do is overseen by the Council of Reference and the trustees. So they check out on what I'm doing and make sure what I'm doing is good and help me out with things. Okay, up in the hall, there are displays on the walls for you to go and look at in a few moments. There are the standing order forms and a donations box. Also, what you will find is there are some newly branded giveaways. Okay, so there are some coasters. There's loads of them. Please do take one, because it might help you to remember to say quick little prayers through your day. There's bubbles, okay, that say on them, pray for our local young people as you blow these bubbles, okay? A bit of creative prayer. And there's fridge magnets as well that you can take. So please do, there's lots. I don't want lots left over. Okay, thank you for sticking with me through all of this, literally now, but through the last year as well. In a moment, the band are going to lead us in two final songs, but first Paul's going to come up and just say a closing prayer for us.
Thank you. And just to encourage you, if you don't already volunteer, I go in, Sarah asked me to go in and help with space at Stour Valley, and it is great fun, mostly because you get to just spend some time, a very small amount of time, with an awful lot of young people. It's the summer, they're mostly outside, they don't smell too bad. But they're actually, it's a really good thing to do, and I would encourage anybody and everybody to go and get involved if you can. If you don't think you can just believe it and do that. Just turn up and Sarah will be delighted to go through the proper safeguarding, blah, 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 DBS, etc. And then once you've been checked out that you're okay, then go in and have a great time chatting to these young people. And the questions are amazing. Anyway, let's pray. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are so grateful for all that you have done. Not just in the last 12 months, but in many, many years, over many, many people's lives. As the work of Youth for Christ has touched so many. And so many have testimony of the involvement of young people, of youth leaders, people guiding them and directing them. And Lord, we want to see this continue on into the future. We are passionate to see young people get to know you, to receive that gift of grace, to know they have a saviour and a friend who is through them, through with them in the good times and the bad times. So, Father, we pray that as we launch into this new chapter with a new logo, the same identity, because it's rooted in you, and you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, may we go with passion, with excitement, and knowing that you have marked a path for Youth for Christ locally and nationally for people to walk in. Help us to be bold, help us to be brave, help us to be courageous. Help us to be loved and to show that love to others. Amen.
Okay, I'm going to hand over to the bands now, and then afterwards, cake! Thank you. I just thought I better thank everybody who's helped
to make this all happen. So thank you to Kathy and Alan at the back. Thank you to our youth band and nearly youth band. I really appreciate you doing this. Thank you to my trustees and my council of reference. Thank you to my family as well for just helping me do this. But most of all, thank you to the young people to Illuminate. Give them a round of applause. I expect you're all gasping for a cup of tea like I am, so let's all head up to the hall. Thank you.